Why going after bank deposits is risky business.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning, I'm Jeremy Hobson. We're just hours away from a crucial vote in the tiny island nation of Cyprus that could have an economic impact all around the world. The parliament is going to vote on a plan to tax bank deposits as much as 10% before customers have a chance to withdraw their money. It was agreed to in order for Cyprus to get a bailout from the European Union. Sheila Bair is the former chairwoman of the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, and she joins us now from Washington to discuss. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, so how does this plan look to you as the former chairwoman of the FDIC, what they're planning to do here in Cyprus?
Well, it looks pretty bad from the published reports. I mean, my gosh, where is the rule of law here? It's a classic case of hurting the little guy to bail out the big guy. This would never happen in the U.S. Because we do respect the rule of law, but you also have a very strong agency called the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation that stands up for insured depositors and protects them. And so having not just a single deposit insurance system in place, but a strong agency handling that program and standing up for insured depositors, I think is really crucial. And this really underscores why they need it in the Eurozone.
Well, are you more worried about it then because you think it's unfair to the little guy, as you say, or because it might create a confidence issue if people don't think
that
their money's safe?
Well, it's absolutely destabilizing. I am first and foremost worried about those little guys and taking unfair haircuts on their insured deposits. But absolutely, it's destabilizing. I mean, if you're in Southern Europe and you think you've got insured deposits and now one country says, nope, sorry, we're going to take a good percentage of your insured deposit anyway, it absolutely is going to hurt the confidence of the banks, especially in that region. It is just, I cannot say enough bad things about it.
With all of the extraordinary measures that the U.S. government took in the financial crisis, how important was that very simple FDIC insurance for deposits in keeping the system from getting worse than it did?
It was absolutely essential. The banks that were relying on wholesale funding, the banks who were borrowing from other financial institutions, their funding dried up. The big institutions didn't have any confidence in each other. They wouldn't lend to each other. But, Main Street Americans left their deposits in the banks, and they left their deposits in the banks because they knew the FDIC was going to take care of them if that bank failed. And that was what kept our system going, I strongly believe.
Do you feel like we're coming to the end of the euro crisis?
Oh, golly, I hope we were until this nonsense. I mean, I really think this is just a very, very bad decision, which I hope is undone. And I would like to think that the Europeans are finally working their way out of their problems. I mean, on the larger issue of whether, private stakeholders in these banks should take losses, they absolutely should. But that should not extend down to insured depositors.
Sheila Bair, former chairwoman of the FDIC, author of the book Bull by the Horns. Thank you so much for your time.
You bet. Thank you.